Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University of Love, the best marketing podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Ladies and gents, we dropped the ball this weekend. We were supposed to record an episode. We did not. That is my apologies. We will rock and roll this week, and we will start rocking and rolling with everything, you know. We would do better. How about that? And now, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about a subject that, I don't know. It probably doesn't have anything to do with marketing, but it's more about, you know, when you're kind of famous, or when you're semi-famous, or you're trying to be known, and people are critical of you. You have to take the good with the bad, you know. If you wrote me an email, or you called me up, and you said, "Man, your show sucks," I would say, "Thank you." I would not ask you why. I probably wouldn't even... It is what it is, you know. That's how I look at it. A long time ago, I probably would have been sensitive. Probably would have tried to yell at you or something like that. But I'm at the point now where I'm like, hey, I do this show. Apparently, I want people to know about the show because it's a public show. It's in a public format. And nobody's holding a gun to my head. And nobody's saying, hey, make a podcast. You know, do a podcast. No, nobody's doing that. I'm doing this voluntarily. So, you have to, the good with the bad. You want to be known, because let's not all act like, you know, you want to increase your value. You want to be known. We all know the things that we need to do to increase value, you know, make more money, get paid more, you know, and this is one of them, being more out and about, being more in the public eye can get you to where you want to go, you know. And you know, last week, my friend, I was off Instagram for a while, 24-48 hours. I do this quite often. I don't care for social media myself. That's just a personal thing. But my friend sent me this thing about this basketball player, and apparently he was caught into some shenanigans with another man. And some other man, woman, I don't know, but the point is, you know, he's a public figure. You know, basketball players, they want to be known. This is why you can easily go down to the rec center and play at your local YMCA, or you could sign up, go to college, become an NBA basketball player, take millions of dollars, want endorsement deals, try to create a brand. You want people to know you. But then, when backlash hits, commentary hits, these people want to get offended, they get upset, they get angry, blah, blah, blah. My private life, blah, 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 blah. But when you are a public figure, and when you want to be a public figure, you have to know, you're going to give a piece of yourself away, okay? Listen, I'm going to use myself again, because I don't know any, this is the smallest, listen, you and I both know, I ain't world famous, okay? We both know this. But there's somebody listening to this show who's a big fan of this show, okay? So if they ever seen me out and about and I was fall down drunk, or if I was real rude to them or anything like that, they would complain. They would have something to say. And you know, I would disappoint them and they would be let down or whatever. And so, you can't take every good thing and be like, I don't want the bad. It don't work that way. This is life. Life, and there's nothing good, there's nothing bad. It's how you perceive it, okay? You know, I used to think, oh man, this is, you know, I'm having bad luck. No, it's circumstances. Things are happening right now. They're out of my control. There's nothing I can do about it. And it's how you take it, how you make it out to be. And you just have to roll. You have to roll with it. You can't always be like, oh man, this sucks, blah, 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 blah. There's moments, you know, and it's how you perceive them. They're going to happen. You know, I come from a big family. I just had a cousin that died, you know. He was 38 years old. And I'm from a big family. And when you have a big family, you have to realize there's going to be death. And it's going to be death, not like every week, but you know. Sometimes it runs in, sometimes it's like two or three people in like a couple months. And that happened a couple years ago. And it just depends on how close you are, you know. Because some family members I'm very close to, some I'm not. And it's just like, man, this, you know, it's like, it happens. It's life. You are sad. You miss them. You're always going to miss them. But you know, sometimes for some people they're in a better place, you know. And it just happens that way. And there's nothing that you can do about it. There's nothing that, sometimes, you know, you can be healthy as a horse. And you can live to 100. And eventually you're still going to die. And it's just the way it is. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just the thing that we all know is going to happen to us. Our bodies all have an expiration date. Sometimes we abuse our bodies and we don't live as long. Sometimes we are healthy. We do everything we can. And we still don't live long. It's just the way things are. And when you want to be a public figure, nobody, like, okay, the basketball player's name is Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard was this man is suing him because he was an alleged in some kind of situation with Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard brought another man, you know, to the dance, to the party, to the late night party, whatever party. And you know, people are commentating, people are talking about it. And I saw this post yesterday, and Dwight Howard, he was like, people need to mind their business, you know, my private life, blah blah blah. But you want the money, you want the fame, you want the fortune, you want the endorsements, you want the people to buy tickets, you want this, you want that. So you have to take the good with the bad, sir. And you put yourself in this situation by having sex with somebody and bringing a third party, and they didn't feel comfortable, and you know, now they are taking you to court. You put yourself in this situation. Nobody wants to know about your private life, but unfortunately you are a famous basketball player, famous to somebody, and these are the things that happen. And so for you, if you can't take, if you write an article, you write a YouTube video, you do whatever you do, and you hit the button and you say share, whether it's social media, whether you're famous, not famous, does not matter. All of us, we want people to know us. This is why they have social media. This is why people go on Instagram, take pictures, do this, do that. People want to be known by somebody. And so you can't, when somebody says, man, you ugly, you can't even worry about that, man. You can't even worry about it. First off, you made the post. It's public. It's okay. This is what you wanted. Nobody told you, man, don't hit that button. We all know the world sometimes can be ugly. We all know this already. Hello, everybody. This is part two. I forgot to go in airplane mode. But yes, like I was saying, the price of fame is, you know, this is what happens. You have to take the good, you have to take the bad, and you have to roll with it. And so when you upload anything, whether it's social media, you're famous or not famous, you're known or well known, anything you post, anything you share with the public is up for criticism. You can't let that bother you. Can't let that affect you. You have to just be like, all right, that's it. You can't really care. You know, you can't, if you write something, you say something, you can't You have to just not be worried about what people are gonna say. And for this guy to make a post about people need to mind their business, you put us in your business, sir. By doing the actions, by being a basketball player in the NBA, you know you're gonna be known, and by doing this and surprising somebody and doing all that, making people feel uncomfortable in your house and all that jazz, you know they're gonna sue you. You're famous. It happens. You can't blame us for, like, you brought it to our doorstep. If you bring your drama to somebody's doorstep, don't be surprised when they have questions for you. Okay? That's all I got to say. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have uploaded. I am going to leave a link on today's show, and I'm going to leave a link on every show from now on. We have started our subscription. It's going to be on Patreon. It's going to be $10 a month. We're going to do 2 bonus shows a week. And that's $1.25 a show. Thank you very much. And so sign up. Go ahead. Become a member of the Patreon. And we will start the bonus shows. Not the first couple of days in November, but starting like November the 7th, we will start uploading the bonus shows. So go ahead, sign up, be a member. We do 2 shows a week, 8 shows a month. That's going to be $1.25 a show. As I told you before, we are doing the Patreon. We are doing the subscriptions. So that way we can build some revenue. We can get better equipment and do more when it comes to online marketing moves, do more when it comes to marketing this show, do more when it comes to, just in general, as far as business. Life ain't free. So I hope you sign up. I hope you keep listening to this show and also sign up for the bonus shows. And eventually we will do more bonus shows. We will do, Q&As. We will get into all of that down the road. But for right now, 2 bonus shows a week, $10 a month. Sign up. I will leave the link in this show and every show. And also, if you're on the email list, we will start sending out more emails on a regular basis. But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, the link will be below. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.